You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In a UNICEF study which ranked 41 countries according to childhood well-being, New Zealand placed 34th. The NSNT report card judges countries on several factors to create a well-rounded assessment of standards of living for children around the world. Although New Zealand did relatively well in categories such as sustainable cities, our worst result was in good health and well-being, with only three countries judged to be worse. In response to the report, the New Zealand Psychological Society issued a press release calling for the government to do more about child poverty. I speak to the president of the society, Quentin Abraham, and asked him what the report card said about being a child in New Zealand.
Unfortunately, it's not a very good picture for our children in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Out of 41 high-income countries, we rank 34th in terms of well-being. And these are on the sort of internationally agreed sustainable development goals, and 38th for the highest rate of suicide for 15 to 19-year-olds. Many children, despite early difficulties, will develop resilience, will go on to live full and active lives. But from the, you know, our members from the New Zealand Psychological Society do not want to see young people have to struggle that hard to overcome these difficulties. So yes, it's likely to cause difficulties later on.
And what would you like to see from government and civil society in response to these findings?
I mean, this report is an independent report. It's carried out on all those high-income countries around the world. It is not good for us to be lumped in with low-income countries such as Lithuania and Bulgaria and the like, or to be lumped in with countries such as America, which is a high-income country but is not doing well by poverty. So I'd be saying to the government, look at the policies that we have. Let's emulate countries such as Finland, Norway, where they've managed to reduce child poverty by two-thirds, and wonder what that would mean if we could actually create a situation where our young people were not in poverty and were much less likely to have mental health problems. Sadly, this has not come as a surprise to us. The New Zealand Psychological Society has offered a report on poverty and mental health. It's a devastating impact on in terms of what happens to young people in later life. If they have experienced poverty in early life, it's going to have a much greater impact on their well-being in later life. The New Zealand Psychological Society has recently released a report on the links between poverty and mental health. And if we were able to reduce poverty, up to about a third of mental health difficulties in young people in later life would not be present. And we would like to see as much effort put into prevention as well as actually providing the sort of care and treatment of those who experience mental health difficulties.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.